Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning, everyone.
Amen.
Every Sunday is a remembrance of the Sunday of the Resurrection of the Lord. We celebrate already fifth Sunday, this time of Resurrection, this time of Easter. And today our focus is on love. Jesus said to his disciples, "This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." We want to be Jesus' disciples, and we need to show that we have love with each other. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mystery. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself. And God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. We already heard this twice today. What Jesus said, "I give you a new commandment. Love one another." Normally, in our lives, we hear a lot about love. But also, in many instances, we do not know what the word really means. We tend to think of love as good feelings toward others. For sure, definitely, love involves positive emotions, feelings, but love as Jesus describes it involves much more than feelings. And when we talk about this kind of issues, probably the best idea is to go to St. Thomas Aquinas, because he is a master in giving us definitions, very short and very easy, simple definitions of something that is many times not so simple. And Thomas Aquinas defined love as to will the good of the other. Love means to desire what is best for other person, your neighbor, your spouse, your children, your co-workers, may need a lot of things. But we need to think, we need to ask ourselves, what is the best thing that you can give them? What is the best that you can give to your spouse, neighbor? We have the answer in today's reading from the book of Revelation. St. John envisions a day when the world will be no more. All the houses, streets, universities, hospitals, theaters, they will all vanish. In that moment, John says, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, come down out of heaven. We like our cities. We like High Springs. We like Alachua. But I have good and bad news for you. One is that the bad, probably, that these cities will disappear one day. But the good news is that we will have new city, new Jerusalem, that will last forever. And I want to belong to that city, and I want you with me. That is the greatest good we can wish for others, to belong to this new city, new Jerusalem. Everything on earth pales in comparison to this new Jerusalem. The best image that we can have, and we have in the Bible, is an image of the beautiful bride. That is why St. John says the heavenly Jerusalem will be like a bride adorned for her husband. When we participate in weddings, there is a moment of suspense. And this moment is when the bride has to enter to the church. And everybody in this moment asks, what will her dress look like? Will she be smiling or serious? And probably one of the most important questions in this moment, did her diet work? Well, in my years as a priest, I celebrated a lot of weddings. And what I remember, I never seen an ugly bride. They are always, always, always beautiful. Each is gorgeous in her own way. And there is a reason for that beauty. On the human level, there is a moment of that woman that she will remember forever. And she puts all the effort, everything what is possible to look the best. But there is also another level. She is an image of the church, the bride of Jesus, the church purified, made glorious by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. She exalts Jesus. She is an image of church of love. The physical beauty of the bride should to point to inner beauty. That is what all of us strive for by making our life beautiful, our houses, our society, our grounds. Also here in this parish, we are doing everything possible to make it beautiful, because we want this beauty to be radiant, and we want this beauty to interact with people. We want this beautiful image of everything what we have, everything what we do, to interact with our people. We want them to attract and inspire, so we can become beautiful outside, but also inside by God's grace. We live that reality when we follow Jesus, and when we follow His commandment, love one another. It is a new commandment because Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you. That is our priority. Another priority flows from it. In the readings from the Acts of the Apostles, we see St. Paul care when he proclaims the good news and makes disciples. To form a disciple is a great act of love. So that is also our priority, make disciples. You probably have heard about the Great Commission. Right before Jesus ascending to heaven, he tells the apostles to go and baptize and make disciples. That happens, says Jesus, by baptizing and by teaching. Today, I want to emphasize that making disciples flows from loving others and from our love for Jesus. So we have these priorities. Lift up Jesus, love one another, make disciples. And we pray that we can be very active and put in practice these our priorities. Love one another as Jesus loved us. Amen.